Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pallette. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dwayne Pallette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jackson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Jackson moves to third. Batts moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams scores. Young moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bats is 0-for-1 in the game. Bats strikes out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Abrams is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Pellett moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cohn hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Pellett scores. Young goes all the way around to score. Cohn moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to third. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krahoski tags and scores. 1 out. It's 4-0, Orioles. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vilette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vilette bunts towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Courtney moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Maury Martin now pitching. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Abrams hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cohn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Cohn steals third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh has Cohn trapped. There's the throw to Batts and back to Marsh, who tags Cohn for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Maury Martin. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh bunts towards the mound. Chuck Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Joe Kiarin now playing third base. Chuck Diehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diehring is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Diehring strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a pop-up towards third. Kieran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. Batts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abrams for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Ed McGee. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Joe Kieran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieran takes first base on ball 4. George Kell pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.